It was revolutionary.
It really was, and it still is.
But it's not.
It's so good.
It's not that good. It really doesn't hold up that well.
I tried, man. Yeah, no, you just have bad taste in movies. It's still good. I've watched it recently, and it still holds up. It's still amazing.
It's not.
You're out of your fucking mind. So Colin thinks The Matrix is bad because he doesn't know good movies. Mm-hmm. His favorite movie is, I don't know, something dumb, I'm sure. Fucking, I can't nothing. I got nothing. You don't watch good. Oh, you just watch those shitty kung fu movies, like Kung Fu Soccer or whatever the fuck.
Another movie that does not hold up.
It never held up. It was bad when it came out.
No, it wasn't. It was great. Shut the fuck up, Trevor.
It was never funny. It was never funny or good.
No, it's great.
You just have bad taste in movies.
You just have gay.
It's kind of like how you never take my opinion on restaurants because I am not discerning.
I'm not discerning about movies?
You're too discerning about movies. Don't take your opinion on movies because you don't like any of them. Have you ever seen a movie you liked, Colin?
Uh-huh.
Name it.
The Abyss. I just watched it.
You want to talk about a movie that doesn't hold up?
That movie's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but I would say it doesn't.
I mean, it's... The thing I hate about it is the fucking format that it's in.
In what way?
The DVD I have. It's in, like, some wonky format that no matter what I do, I always have bars on the side.
On the side?
And top and bottom. Yep.
Oh, so it's, like, bars all around?
Yeah.
That's because it's not, fuck.
It's like CinemaScope or some bullshit.
No, CinemaScope would touch the sides. It would just have bars on top and bottom. It's because it's not, what do they call that? It's not anamorphic.
Oh, okay.
So it's not designed to play on an HD TV.
Yeah, it's designed to be on a...
If you watch it on a standard def TV, it would just have...
It should be able to stretch the motherfucker, though.
That's... Your TV settings should have stretch.
It didn't... It won't stretch it enough.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Just get it on Blu-ray.
I was thinking about it.
That's probably a movie that would be good on Blu-ray anyway, because it would probably be beautiful.
Yeah. That was a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie holds up.
I don't know about that, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, well, what wouldn't hold up about it?
It's very... slow and nothing happens and the ending is retarded.
I know, that's great.
I think it's just the ending is retarded.
Which version?
I've only seen the version where there's a giant tidal wave coming and they stop the and the fairy aliens stop the tidal wave at the last second.
Yeah. I mean that tidal wave is pretty fucking awesome though.
Who's that guy? Ed O'Neill? That's not Ed O'Neill, that's Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Because yeah. Ed Harris gives a speech and he was wrong. They should have just let him.
I know.
Should have just let the aliens wipe us out. Stupid aliens.
It would have been a better ending. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm not denying that. It's still
no, I'm not going to argue with you. It's a good movie.
It's weird. I just enjoy that kind of pacing in a movie.
That's fair.
Like modern movies.
I don't
understand. It's just 100% action all the time, and I fucking want to kill myself.
I'm going to go
maybe
back.
Maybe that's why I don't really like The Matrix that much.
That could be.
Because it's just fucking...
It's just action?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and listen to every other time we've ever talked about movies and you complain about them being too slow and nothing happening.
No, we've discussed this.
And yeah.
The reason you like 80s movies is because they have slow builds. And I'm like,
I know.
You're right.
I am right.
I agreed with you, Trevor. This is what I'm saying.
I
agreed with you.
You did, except for every time you watch a new movie that's slow paced, you're like, it's like 5 hours long and nothing happened.
No.
It's too long and boring.
No, because they're 5 hours long and it's just action scene after action scene
boring.
With no story build.
That's the problem with modern horror movies.
Yeah.
That's why It was so good.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Because it built like an 80s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But all these movies are just fucking action and no story build.
I agree.
And I'm like...
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, if you could write decently, then...
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
Speaking of it, I went and saw It again last night.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Colin, it warmed my heart.
Yeah.
And here's why.
Why?
I was in a theater full of children.
What?
I was in a theater full of children.
Why?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Almost everybody there was a parent with a kid, except for the row in the middle, which was like all kids. It was like 15 little fucking probably less than 14-year-old kids. Watching the It movie, and I'm like, oh, bless. I wanted to meet their parents and shake their hands and tell them they're doing a good job.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
Because their parents are probably terrible. The kids are probably awful.
Maybe, but they get to go see, like, can you imagine a parent letting their kid go see that fucking movie? You saw it. Yeah. Every other word is fuck.
Yeah.
There's implied child molestation.
Yeah.
What a perfect children's movie. I'm so happy that parents today aren't all fucking uptight pieces of shit, not letting their kids. Most of them
probably just don't know.
There were parents there with those kids.
I know, they probably didn't know.
And man, I don't know. I was very happy about it, though. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad it wasn't just my mom who was awesome. There are other moms out there who are fucking awesome.
Awesome.
I would bring my kids to see it because it's a family classic. It's about little kids who get back at the monster.
I mean, I guess that's kind of true.
Yeah, every kid should fucking see that shit. Like, look, you stick with your friends and you can beat up the boogeyman. That's the lesson here. Except unless you're Stanley Uris, then, you know.
Yeah. Well, no. Don't spoilers.
We've spoiled the shit out of it last time that's we talked fine. About it.
But yeah, I like a lot of good movies.
Push that into your face a little more, please. And thank you.
I like a lot of good movies. Forrest Gump. There's another great movie.
Forrest Gump is a good movie.
It's fantastic.
It still holds up 100% in my opinion. And it still makes me cry.
Yeah, which part?
When he's sad about, like, not Jenny dying so much.
Because she's a horrible person?
Because she's a horrible person. But how he feels about Jenny dying is...
Because he's special and you can't really, like, yeah. You're like, oh, he doesn't know better.
It chokes me up. He's like,
that's fine.
He's so smart, Jenny. I'm like, aw, his son isn't an idiot.
Oh,
gets
man.
Me right here.
Yeah, right there.
Where my heart should be.
I was going to say, I think that's cardiomyopathy or something.
Well, that's entirely possible.
I don't know, tons of great movies. But most of the movies I really fucking enjoy have a slow build.
Yeah.
They're not just like...
Rah! I agree. I agree with
you
that.
You know, all the Star Trek movies that were good
mm-hmm.
were slow builds.
Even the ones that are bad are slow builds.
Well.
Like that first one that's real bad, that's just a slow build to nothing.
It's only slow
it's
build.
Only slow build it's to always. The credits. Oh, fuck.
The director's cut's better.
I guess.
It is.
Is it just the credits they cut out?
No. No, because the movie was... I guess they rushed it out.
Of course they did. They rushed it out in answer to Star Wars. Yeah. They're like, oh, the space thing is
And the director
popular.
Was like, no, no, we can't. And they're like, oh, we have to. And he's like, well.
This is what you get.
Sorry.
You get a repurposed plot from an old episode.
Yeah.
With 45 minutes of hero shots of the fucking Enterprise.
Yeah. And I think he got to go in there later on and kind of rearrange it. And
yeah.
Make it a little bit better, but it was still not.
Yep.
Not what he envisioned.
But God, there's some beautiful shots of ships in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for as boring and long as that movie is, if you just turned on, like, the ship shots as a screensaver, it would be awesome. Right. What was that?
Your cat, I'm sure.
Oh. I don't know. I think my house might be haunted after seeing... I've been watching horror movies all week.
Jesus. But, like, yeah. I don't know. Jurassic Park, another movie, holds up.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Jurassic Park is great.
Also looks really good still.
It's still some of the best CG ever done,
yeah,
which well, is because, really weird you know. Since it's like one of the first CGs ever done. Like one of the first serious attempts at CG. Like, I mean, I know there was Tron and The Last Starfighter before
that,
it.
Again, that's a movie that there's does not
one,
hold up.
There's one. I still love it, really, really enjoy it.
That's me. I understand
but
that.
But that one does not
no.
hold. Like some of the scenes are still good.
You know it does hold up? Flight of the Navigator.
100%.
But... Here's a complaint I have about it. You're going to be like, you're fucking retarded. It's too short. There's like a fucking piece of it that they're just like, oh, we're flying around on this ship. Oh, it's done. Movie's yeah. over. I'm like, oh, really?
I can see that.
It's kind of a really, yeah, yeah. You just get to this crescendo and you're like, oh, okay, I guess that movie's over then.
No, it doesn't hold up.
What?
Explorers.
No. God, that movie wasn't good at all.
It's a bummer. I loved it as a kid.
I tried watching it, I don't know, a number of years ago. I mean, that's probably 15 years ago. I'm like, oof.
I mean, it's still a fun idea, but...
This is oof.
Yeah.
Oof bad.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough-in.
Yeah, it is. There's, a lot of movies when you were a kid, especially from the 80s, just a lot of the movie, because effects budgets made a difference.
You know what's still great?
Legend.
The Goonies.
never watched that as a kid for some reason. Yeah. It was one of those movies I missed, and I don't have the nostalgia for it. It's fine.
I'm in.
I don't love it, though. Like, I watched it a couple of years back, and I'm like, I don't remember any of this movie, so I must not have seen it. I remember the first part, like, I don't know, first, like, half hour of it.
I love everything about the visuals of it. Like, him, his big house sitting on the front porch, and it like overlooks like the fucking, like, his neighborhood's basically a series of cliffs.
Yeah.
It's just fucking beautiful. I want to live in Portland, except for it's Portland.
Right. Right. The West Coast is very pretty.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, it's Portland.
Another movie that holds up, a thriller, actually, that I like, Pacific Heights. Did you ever watch that?
Is that the one with Michael Keaton?
He's the crazy neighbor.
That's a very good movie.
It's good. Because it's not like there's no action.
No.
It's like he's fucking barely in the movie, too. But he's just this fucking neighbor guy who's doing something fucking weird in his goddamn apartment.
It's probably been 15 years since I've seen it. That's
a good fucking movie.
I need
to
rewatch that.
I need to find it, see if they got it on Blu-ray. Yeah.
Sorry, just moving my microphone a little bit. Excellent. Getting it right up in my face. That was a really good movie. Michael Keaton, almost everything he's ever done has been good, and he's done like 6 movies. So he really hasn't done a lot.
You know, he did quite a lot in the 80s, dude.
Look up his
Gung Ho.
Yeah.
Mr. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Multiplicity.
Yep.
There's a dozen others.
You listed all like probably a third of his movie.
Fair enough.
Like, literally, I think he's done less than 20 movies.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is, for an actor, that's not a lot of movies on a 40-year career.
But, I mean, they're almost all pretty solid fucking movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
he does quality over quantity.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the anti-Rock.
Yeah, yes. But The Rock is still supremely fucking popular.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He's fucking funny. He's The Rock. He was on SmackDown last week.
Yeah, I saw. What was it? Fucking Michael Keaton. Oh, did you ever watch Birdman?
No, I want to.
Watch it. It's fucking excellent.
It's not on anything.
Buy it. It's worth it. It's worth it. I might have it. I can let you borrow
it's
if I have
B-rate
it.
It's not a B-rate fucking horror movie. I'm not buying it.
I mean, but it's kind of a B-rate fucking superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty goddamn, also kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
But goddamn, it's excellent.
All right.
I thought that was totally...
I've wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not team Michael Keaton for Batman like most people. I don't think he was a good choice.
No.
In that role. He's too short.
He did fine in it.
He did fine for the movie they made, which was
terrible.
Not a great movie.
No, it's fucking bad.
That's a weird one because, like, I'd say half the scenes hold up and half the scenes are terrible.
I don't think Tim Burton should have made that.
No.
I don't like Tim Burton movies. Although I like Tim Burton movies. It's fucking weird. Like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice
fucking love that movie.
I like 2 Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
And sort of a third. I sort of like Batman. I go back and forth.
What's
on
the
it.
Other Tim Burton movie you like?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah. That's his best movie. That movie fucking holds up.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's so good.
It's great. It's still fucking funny.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I was thinking about. I'm just like, man, I can really think about all these movies and I'm like, comedies,
yeah,
like there's a lot of comedies that just like Caddyshack doesn't fucking hold up. I tried watching it a couple weeks ago.
I need to give that a shot and see.
This is
right.
Unfunny. Like, there's nothing fucking good about it, and I love Bill Murray, but right. He's just a fucking retarded groundskeeper. I'm like, eh.
I watched Animal House for the first time a few weeks back, maybe a couple months back. This is not funny at all.
No.
It's not a good movie. It's not entertaining.
No, well, it's the same as Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times is kind of entertaining. At least it has some jokes.
Phoebe Cates' tits.
You do get to see Phoebe Cates' tits. But, and the other chick who I'm way more into than Phoebe Cates.
Speaking of tits, you know Dennis Reynolds' wife with the dead tooth?
Yes.
You get to see her tooth in a show on Netflix now.
You see her tooth?
No, her tits, sorry.
All right.
It's like Working Moms.
I'm not going to watch that.
I just watched the first 10 minutes.
All right.
You see her boobs.
They do that a lot on their shows.
I know, and it's annoying.
Like, hey, this chick's tits you want to see? Watch the first 10 minutes of a show and we'll show them to you and then never watch it again.
Right. Fucking Orange is the New Black makes me so mad. One time.
Glow
one
did the same
fucking
thing.
Tits.
They ended up bringing them back in Glow in the third season. But
yeah. So but yeah, then I'm thinking, I'm just like, comedy is a hard thing. Like, but, and you think about the different, the comedic actors.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of a, the certain directors and certain actors always fucking did good movies.
Yeah.
Like most Eddie Murphy comedies from the 80s are still fucking great.
Oh yeah. Coming to America is still one of the best movies ever made.
Golden Child is still fun. I watched that last week. Fucking love that movie.
Trading Places.
Dear Sweet Brother Noomse.
Yes. I watched that a few weeks ago too. My brother Noomse has forgiven me.
God damn, he's so funny.
I want a knife.
Please.
Fuck yeah.
Mel Brooks movies.
Always still funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few I don't really care for. Like, I don't like The Producers. I don't like the fucking Silent Movie.
I've only watched that once in high school.
It's some of his, a couple of his movies were weird, but fuck, man. Young Frankenstein still
one of goddamn the funniest hilarious. Ever. Blazing Saddles is evergreen.
Yeah. Even his fucking Robin Hood Men in Tights is still fucking funny.
I never really liked Men in Tights, but it's okay.
It's pretty goddamn funny.
It's kind of on the tail end when he was getting... basically, it was on the beginning of PC culture, so he had to tame it down too much.
It's maybe.
Some people criticize Spaceballs with the same thing, and I can see it, but it's just too PG. Mm. Whereas, like, his earlier work is all kind of hard R.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of get that.
And History of the World Part 1 is probably the best. Or the worst. Movies. I don't know.
It's fantastic.
It's so good.
It is good. But yeah, it just... But then there's those comedies that like Animal House.
Animal House I don't think was ever funny, and I don't know.
Like the Revenge of the Nerds movies?
I still think the first Revenge of the Nerds movie is funny.
Really?
I still do. Maybe it's not. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe I just like it because when I was a kid, it was like the first place I saw massive amounts of boobs and vaginas.
Right.
He's got Bush.
Yeah.
Also, that scene at the end where they're doing the rock concert thing was the coolest thing in the world to me when I was like 6 years old.
I don't know.
Maybe that movie doesn't hold up. I don't know.
It probably doesn't. It's like the, I don't know. I don't know. There's no like metric. It's just
maybe when most of the jokes are sexual assault, it's not a great movie.
Probably not. You're right. Racism still holds up though.
Racism's always funny.
Right. Hilarious.
I mean, in Blazing Saddles' defense, the message was that racism is stupid.
I understand. That's what it kind of should be.
Yeah. But it's also funny.
No. And then always, you got your classic war movies. I know you're not that big into war movies, but most of the good war movies have held up fucking excellent just because they're period pieces anyway.
Sure.
Like
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yeah. Saving Ryan's Privates.
Is that movie good?
Yes. That movie's fucking amazing.
All right. I mean, I know the opening...
It's got Vin Diesel in it.
I know the
what
opening
more do you need?
Scene is really good.
It's got Vin Diesel, buddy.
But...
Vin Diesel. No, it's a fucking really goddamn good
movie. I've
only
seen it like once.
It's long as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's a Tom Hanks movie. How the fuck do you go wrong with the Tom Hanks movie?
Hold on. I'm going to think of one. I'm sure he did a bad movie before. Oh, yeah. Anything with Meg Ryan in it. Is Meg Ryan in it?
No.
Then
Meg
it's
Ryan's
okay.
Meg Ryan's not in it.
Then we're good.
So you hated Castaway because wasn't that Meg Ryan? Oh, no. That was the other chick from Mad About You, Helen Hunt.
Is Helen Hunt in that?
Yeah.
Is anybody other than Tom Hanks in that?
Yes.
Really?
Well, he's married to one of them.
And then the other one sends the package that he brings back at the end of the movie.
And then he falls in love with her.
Does he? I mean, he just delivers the package.
That's implied. Like, oh, look at you.
Right around the time that movie came out, there was a fucking commercial for UPS that like...
You've got mail.
It spoofed the ending of that movie of like Tom Hanks bringing the package and it's like, what was in it anyway? And she opens it up and it's like, oh, just some seeds and a satellite phone and a GPS. The one package he didn't open was just a rescue kit. Yeah.
God damn it. I never saw that one.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
I thought so.
God damn. Yeah. Movies.
Yeah, we did that episode you were suggesting we do.
Yeah, I guess I did. So now we guess we need to do a video game one.
Speaking of sexual assault.
Jesus.
I went to a wedding last week. This is going somewhere. This is a shower thought I had this morning.
I don't want to know about your shower thought this morning about sexual assault at a wedding.
It's going to be funny.
Is it?
We'll see. So, you ever been to a wedding reception?
Yeah.
They always do the first dance with the husband and wife, mm-hmm. and like maybe then a daughter-daddy dance or whatever. They do their obligatory dances. And then they do this thing. They're like, we're going to play a game now.
The electric shuffle?
No.
Electric slide?
Not that yet.
Oh.
So they got all the wedding party out there dancing. Like, you guys dance, and when I say the magic word, you go grab someone from the audience, and they have to come up and dance with you, and they can't say no. How's that not sexual assault, Colin?
Also, yes, I can say no. Go fuck yourself. No. I'm not dancing with you.
They're your body,
I will
their
ruin
choice.
Their fucking wedding. It's, I'm not fucking dancing.
Yeah.
Suck my nuts.
So you're proving my point that it's essentially sexual assault.
It is. Fuck them.
Okay.
Fuck that game. Fuck weddings. Weddings are stupid.
We need to stop this onslaught of sexual assault at weddings. Of forced dancing.
Like the whole marriage thing. I don't care so much. Like, it doesn't bother me. Weddings themselves are fucking retarded. I hate traditional weddings. They're fucking dumb, and they should be ended. And people need to stop fucking continuing these stupid traditions.
I agree with everything you're saying.
Kind of like the balloon release Memorial Stadium does.
What's wrong with that?
It's fucking dumb.
What's wrong? What do you mean? What's dumb about it? It's cool. You see all those balloons go up? It's like,
I mean, it's the most exciting thing about Husker games for the last 20 years.
And they're all red, so it's like the movie It now. So basically every time I go, it's like, uh-oh, somebody's getting murdered by a clown. Now, and it's our defense.
So there's a lot of like pictures of people like, so we found this on the beach here in New Jersey.
Oh, those
it's in
are
Nebraska.
Bullshit.
I don't think a lot of them are, buddy.
New Jersey. They get to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Those are bullshit.
Yeah.
They run out of helium way before they would get 2,000 miles.
They could go pretty quick. They get up high enough.
Up high enough where the wind is 2,000 miles an hour.
It doesn't have to take an hour, dude.
Yeah, bullshit.
No, not.
I'm calling bullshit.
Also, when you get up higher, the atmospheric pressure is lower, so there's gonna be a little bit less loss of helium.
Yeah, it's gonna go down. It's not gonna go higher then, because it's going to be more dense than that atmosphere.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
No,
it's not bullshit.
No, I don't think it is.
It's
stupid. You know why it's stupid? Because boomers fucking love it, and I hate boomers. Because
you're a curmudgeonly old man.
No, because fuck boomers. It's like, I'll see people like, yo, I mean, people in Iowa, like, fucking bunch of balloons in their goddamn fields and shit. And they're like, what the fuck is this shit? This isn't Iowa Hawkeyes garbage.
Yeah.
That's not the point. But then all the fucking boomer Husker fans are like, it's tradition, and we only need the one color uniform. No alternate uniforms.
Yeah, like people who bitch about Herbie Husker changing on their Facebook wall this week. Fuck those boomers.
No, that's different.
It's tradition. I need my old Herbie Husker.
No, it's not about tradition. Original Herbie Husker was pure and good.
It's about people stealing my shit and posting it like it's their own.
No, he was pure.
I agree. I posted it first. That's my point.
Pure.
And he was Aryan.
You know what I'm, that's what I'm saying. Pure.
He was Aryan. We can just say it. He was the master race.
Right.
We all know.
And then we went to this fucking...
We went to this goddamn Jew Herbie.
Wow.
Everybody's thinking it.
How they?
I don't know.
I didn't go there.
With his fucking yarmulke instead of a cowboy hat.
He's just terrible looking.
Yeah,
I like the fat fucking dumpy farmer with a corn cob sticking out of his goddamn pocket.
The brown hair is whatever, but like the chiseled jaw and polo shirt are
dumb.
A bridge too far, buddy.
Fucking overalls, man.
You're a corn husker, not a businessman on a golf outing.
Right. That's completely different. That's different. That tradition's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck the other ones.
I agree.
Fuck the traditions that boomers complain about.
Yeah.
They're just fuck boomers, basically.
I agree.
They're terrible. I hate them all.
You hate a lot.
It's true.
You remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about how you're so angry lately?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So bitter.
Super happy right now.
I think I solved it, though.
What?
I think I figured it out.
What?
So what'd you do this week? And what'd you do Saturday? What'd you do last night?
I went to a fucking housewarming party.
Right. So I was talking to my mom the other day, and this is when different pieces of my life connected in my brain, and I understood why you're so angry lately.
Okay.
All right. So everybody keeps bitching about how my brother is always in a bad fucking mood at these fucking family functions and shit. Because my brother's just grumpy as shit. Similar to you, let's say.
Which brother?
Bo.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's got a wife and three kids and a job. And every weekend, his old lady always has all these plans for him. Places to go. Things to do. Housewarming parties to attend. And he just wants to sit on his ass and relax after a week of hard work. Maybe just have a little hymn time. Maybe just, you know, unwind a little bit. But he's never allowed to because somebody else always has plans for him. And so he's always in a bad mood. I'm not saying anything specific. I'm just putting pieces together in my brain and making a clear picture. So all the people who keep asking why Colin's in such a bad mood, it's because he always has to do shit he doesn't want to do.
I did not want to do that. I was indifferent. It was fine. There's a couple of people there I got to talk to. A guy I sold a stereo to a while back was nice. There. So that's fine. But yeah,
these are the thoughts I have in the shower.
There are fucking times where I'm just like, you know,
I don't want.
Why
do
people
this.
Need to run constantly?
Yeah.
Like, just fucking always got to do something, got to do something, got to do something, got to do something.
My sister-in-law this weekend, which is kind of like you talking about your thing last night, and then I just put all these pieces together. I'm like, oh, that's funny. My sister-in-law is doing 3 birthday parties this weekend for her birthday.
Fuck that.
She went out to like hay rack rides or some shit on Friday, had a bunch of people over to her house last night, and they're going doing haunted houses or something tonight. So my brother, who's a truck driver, and he's on the road fucking 16 hours a day, gets to come home and spend his entire fucking weekend entertaining all of her fake friends who she just has around to keep up appearances.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Does he have his own man cave? I hate calling them man caves, but...
He does.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Does he just go hide in there?
Most of the time.
Good.
Most of the time he's in there. Yeah.
And yells at anybody who tries to come in?
Yep, lots of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I'm saying I understand why you're so angry now, Colin, because you constantly have to do things instead of do nothing like me. This is why I'm such a happy and chipper person. I do almost nothing ever. It's great.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I do nothing.
My plan next Saturday is to not speak to anybody for 24 hours.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Try that on sometime. Just a whole day where you just talk to yourself and your cat and maybe watch a fucking series of bad horror movies. Or good movies if you're a weirdo and like good movies. I don't know, but personally,
I used to do that a lot.
Yeah,
not the horror movies, but
sure, just not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Shit! How was your week, Colin?
It was fine. it was fine.
Now that I've psychoanalyzed you,
I ruined your
life.
I did things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How was the party though?
It was fine. I mean, there's food there. So somebody made a Fruity Pebbles cheesecake.
Ooh.
It was good.
I bet.
Yeah, its crust was Fruity Pebbles.
That might be worth putting up with people for.
Yeah, it was.
That sounds all right.
I kind of wanted more pieces, but
yeah.
I'd already eaten a lot of
too
everything
many
else.
Fucking people there.
There's also that.
Always too many people and not enough food.
Right. No, there was enough food. There just wasn't enough of the stuff I really wanted.
Maybe there's just never enough food for me because I have the limit does not exist.
I mean, that might be a fair thing to say.
I went over to play board games with Ethan and Grace last night, and they're ordering. I had just eaten Sonic on the way over because I hadn't had breakfast yet. They're like, we're going to order pizza. You going to eat any? I'm like, well, I mean, if there's pizza, like... If you're going to order enough just for you, then no. But if you're ordering a bunch of pizza, of course I'm going to eat pizza.
Right.
Like, I don't need to eat pizza, but if there's extra pizza,
I will eat pizza.
I'll eat all of it.
Yeah.
You tell me if I'm going to eat pizza. This is how this is going to work. Am I going to eat pizza? I'm fine if the answer is no. But if, you know, it's up to you. Don't ask me that question. Either offer me food or don't.
You make this choice.
Yeah.
That's funny. But I get it.
Yeah.
I can relate. Fuck.
Then I watched a bunch of bad fucking, like, super low-tier found footage horror movies on Amazon.
Yeah, it sounds...
Watched this one called Hell House. It was fine. About people opening a haunted house, and then it's actually haunted. Then I watched one called Bad Ben. That's just some dude with, like, maybe one of the most beautiful houses I've ever seen this guy owns. He just has a bunch of security cameras in every room in his house, and he's like, I'm gonna make a movie with all the security cameras in my house. So he made a house where he bought a house on auction, like on a fucking police auction, and it turned out to be haunted.
Oh!
It's dumb as shit. But the first one was cute. But apparently the first one did really well for him, so he just kept making them, but they're all, like, worse than the one before it.
Yeah.
And they're just awful. There's six of them. And I've watched the first four now, and they're fucking awful. Like, he had one idea.
I watched El Camino.
Oh, the
Breaking Bad movie.
Breaking Bad movie that doesn't have Breaking Bad himself in it, right?
No, it's just Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah. Okay.
It's basically right after the ending of that show.
Okay. So,
one takes place.
Spoilers has happened.
Yeah. It was good.
Is it a spoiler that he dies in that show?
No.
I didn't think so. No. I thought it was pretty telegraphed in the first episode.
If you haven't fucking watched it by...
That's also fair.
By now, then...
So, Jesse Pinkman post...
What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Heisenberg.
Yeah. Basically, he gets, you know, escapes, and he goes and finds his two fucking buddies that he used to room up with.
Okay.
And they're like, you need to get the fuck out of here. He's like, well... I guess I need to get the fuck out of here. And goes and runs into other people that he's ran into in the past, and things happen, and it was fine.
All right.
It was over, and I'm like, oh, that was it. That was like a 2-hour movie. I thought there'd be maybe more movie. I don't know.
Thought there'd be like,
it's less of a continuing, it's more of just like filler. It felt like a fucking really long filler episode is what it felt like.
So it felt like that whole fucking show.
I mean...
Look, I get everybody loves Breaking Bad.
It's a good show.
But it's six seasons of filler episodes where like three things happen the whole fucking time.
Yeah. They make meth.
Yeah. That entire series should have been that 2-hour movie and then it would have been good. But they had to fill six seasons where nothing fucking happens for most of it.
I know, it's great. You should love that show.
I should, but the problem is the way they fill
it. You just don't like the fucking retarded kid, huh?
The retarded kid doesn't bother me.
Oh, really?
What bothers me is the fucking Ben Stiller-esque fucking antics of every episode where Heisenberg is dancing around like a fucking rodeo clown trying to hide his tracks and then drops a bunch of evidence out of his pockets at the end of the episode. And then his dumb fucking wife is like, is that evidence on the floor? Find out next week. And then the next week is the exact same fucking thing of him doing little fucking shenanigans to sweep evidence under the rug. It's fucking terrible.
It's not terrible.
God damn. It's such a well-made, well-acted, and well-written bad fucking show.
I mean, I don't know. I think it was worth it for certain characters.
Sure. Bob Odenkirk is great in it.
Yep.
The old man is great in it.
The fucking, the like Los fixer. Polos guy?
No, he's good too. But,
yeah.
But like his fixer.
Gus Fring.
Gus Fring is good. No, his fixer. Like the fucking, the guy that works for Bob Odenkirk. And
Mike
like,
is.
Ended up on Community.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike is awesome. I like him a lot. It's really sad when what happened.
There's a couple of great fucking lines in it, like where he's like, I am the one who knocks. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's fucking meeting the Mexican cartels, and he's like, I'm the guy who killed Gus Fring. And it is like everybody's scared of him, even though he's kind of a pussy. I like that part.
The one guy, it looks like a thumb. His brother-in-law.
He looks like a thumb.
He does.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It was, I enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's good stuff.
I get your complaint, though. I don't. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. It's totally bumbly, but I mean, fuck, dude. I can think about that. I can think that with most shows. And also, you would think that somebody who's not versed in crime is probably going to be bad at crime, no matter how smart they are.
But then he shouldn't keep getting away. He can't keep getting away with it.
I know. It's great.
It's dumb.
Also, Q is in it.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right. All right, it's the best show ever.
Right. It's just... It's not. It's definitely not the best show ever.
It's the problem with serialized television. It's my problem with Sons of Anarchy,
too. Here's my thing
and
with
I
it,
really
though.
Like Sons of Anarchy, but it's the same fucking thing, man.
Here's my thing with Breaking Bad, though, that I do appreciate. It didn't go on way too fucking long. Like, It might have went on too long for you, but it didn't go on for 11 fucking seasons.
That's fair.
It ended and it was fucking done, and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Which I think... No, it's not an AMC thing because Walking Dead's on its 11th fucking season now.
Yeah.
Which Doria's been watching that, and I've watched a few episodes. I'm like, I don't get it.
Like,
it's fine. It's a well-made show, but I just don't.
It's bad.
I don't like drama like that, I guess. I don't like zombies. I think that's probably my biggest issue.
The show's... I don't know. I haven't watched that show since, like, season two, except a few episodes, and everything I've seen of it has been bad, except for Jeffrey Dean Morgan's casting was perfect, and I wish it had been a good show for him to do that role in. The comic book is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And if they'd had just used the comic book and followed it panel for panel like that Sin City movie, it would be a great fucking show.
Yeah.
But instead, they made it their own thing, which almost never works.
I can see that. Actually, and I say I don't like dramas, and it's not true. I do, but they just
sucked Breaking Bad's dick for like 10 minutes.
Well, not just that. Like, it needs... I don't know. There's something about a television show, like a drama like that needs to have a little something that just gets me.
Yeah.
And there's so many TV shows out there, they don't get me.
That's fair.
But like The Sopranos, that fucking show just got me.
I need to watch that.
It's good. It's really fucking good.
That's what everybody says. And I do, like, HBO did make my favorite show of all time, so.
Also a fucking good show, even though it was only two seasons.
Everybody should watch Carnival and then yell at fucking HBO for being bad and making 17 seasons of Game of Thrones and only two seasons of fucking Carnival.
The Wire was also good.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to watch...
We're getting emails from Eileen.
If I'm going to watch... I'm not saying anything negative about it.
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, if I'm going to watch
a
police procedural...
Two. No, it's not.
I'm just going to watch Special Victims Unit because I just want to hear Ice-T explain...
But
I just want to hear Ice-T explain sex crimes to people who have been on the force for 23 years.
But it's not a police
years.
Procedural. It focuses way more on the fucking criminals than it does on the police. I mean, there's... first of all, fucking what's his face is in it. God damn it, why can't I remember his name right now? He's the most handsome black man on earth.
You're gonna say somebody other than Shamar Moore, so
no, I'm saying fucking, you know. God damn it, why can't I think of his name?
Because he's not Shamar Moore. You'll notice I thought of the most handsome black man's name on the earth instantly because it's Shamar Moore.
I can think of all of his characters, but I can't fucking think of his name right now.
Is it Heimdall?
Yeah, him.
So not Shamar Moore.
Fuck off. God damn it. Why can't I think of his goddamn name?
Because he's less handsome than
he's
Shamar
not,
Moore.
Though. He's more handsome and my poll proved it. So fuck you.
Your poll is
my
fixed.
Poll. Oh, was it?
Your poll was a CNN it? Poll. It said Donald Trump was definitely going to lose the fucking 2016 election. So I'm not going to trust your fucking rigged polls that say Hillary Clinton is going to win by a landslide and that Shamar Moore is not the most handsome man on the planet.
Idris Elba. Like, fucking, couldn't I not think of that?
Not so handsome.
He's way handsomer.
Kind of a hideous chud.
He also, I think he was handsomest man on earth. Was Shamar Moore? No, he was not. So,
I mean,
boop.
Hasn't, like, fucking Warren Beatty been handsomest man on earth and he looks like a deadite, so.
I mean, that was, like, in the 80s. I didn't have a lot of taste back then.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the hair.
He literally looks like a deadite now. He looks like the villain at the end of The Mask now.
Anyway, The Wire's really fucking good, and you should probably watch it.
Maybe I'll do that someday. I'm watching Castle Rock right now.
Yeah.
A couple episodes in, I'll let you know how that goes.
There's a few shows I want to watch, and I just don't sit down to do it. Like, I really want to watch Man in the High Castle.
That sounds like too much for me.
Yeah. But sounds really good. Like, the concept is fantastic.
I'm trying to stick to shorter things. There's 10 episodes of fucking Castle Rock.
That's fair. I don't know. I like most of the shit I watch. I'm like, I want comedy. I want to be able to laugh most of the time.
That's fair. And that's why I just watch It's Always Sunny, the only funny television show.
I guess.
I mean, there's also Community. Yeah. But only 3 seasons of Community were funny. Cheers. Talk about things that don't hold up. Am I right, guys? Cheers.
You're wrong.
Laugh tracks.
Live studio audience, asshole.
Sure it is.
It was. Yeah,
I'm winking into the microphone in case you can't hear it. Blink, wink, wink.
Yeah, it was a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else had a live studio audience? It's the Roseanne. Steve Urkel show. But every episode there was a guy who was going,
it didn't.
It always said film before a live studio audience at the beginning.
Well, maybe they sweetened it.
Oh, you think?
But Cheers was actually funny, so go fuck yourself. We have discussed this, and I just listened to it, that Cheers is just, it's Always Sunny.
Yeah, I know, but except for Always Sunny is good.
They're both good.
It's like, what if we made that show, but good? It's kind of like when they remake things and make them good.
What if we made that show, but in a funny? Worse town?
Yeah.
In a worse town with worse people.
Where does Cheers take place?
Boston.
Yeah, Philadelphia is probably worse than that.
I'm sure
it
is. I
have no horse in this race. I'm going to say any place where the audience starts throwing batteries at your team is probably worse.
Right. Fuck. Oh, God damn it. How far in are we?
42 minutes.
Wow, that's it. Well, let me see if I got any screenshots of interesting stuff since it's been a while.
I mean, I probably do have shit in my talk about this shit folder, but I didn't. What the fuck is going on here? I don't know. Our sound just suddenly got weird.
You just got weird.
No, like it went down a little.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's auto-correcting. Maybe. Oh, yeah, I got some news.
All right, hit us with some news.
Well, so I don't know. This isn't a Florida man of the week. This is a Missouri man of the week.
What's the difference?
Missouri man flies to California, sets 13 wildfires, then tries to fly home, cops say.
Great. Good job, idiot.
Apparently, Freddie Graham, 68, hopped on a flight from Missouri to San Jose last Thursday. After renting a car, he spent the next 2 days setting fires as he drove the narrow, windy roads between the Ed Levin Park and Calaveras Reservoir in the foothills near San Jose.
Okay.
He would light a piece of paper, toss one out of his window as he drove. He's believed to have set 13 fires, 4 on Friday, 9 on Saturday. And the fires are collectively referred to as the Reservoir Fire. It took hours for firefighters to put out Friday's blazes.
They put them out, though?
Yeah, they did.
That's good.
Looks like it. So apparently what happened was this guy's wife died, and he went to a 50th high school reunion.
Yeah.
And he was so distraught that his wife died and hated that place for I don't know why the connection was.
Yeah.
He decided he wanted to fucking light forests on fire.
So what you're telling me is
it's a weird swerve there. Like,
yeah, that does. I don't know how you get from
just kill yourself, dude.
You started A, yada yada yada. You get to B, I guess.
I suppose so. That's fucking weird.
All man. I'm hearing is that we need to ban assault paper.
We need to ban old people, is what we need to do.
Yes.
They're fucking dumb.
So what you're really saying is that Logan's Run had it right.
Oh, after he was arrested, he and his wife had planned to drive along the Calaveras Road near the reservoir together
starting before fires. Her death
in 2018.
His wife had planned to start the fires with him.
Like, I don't know, maybe.
So he's like, well, if we can't enjoy this stretch of rural road, nobody can. Right. I'll burn it all down. They'll take it with me.
Case. Yeah, I read that. And I was like, what the f-?
They caught the guy, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody,
fuck him.
Somebody had saw him and reported it.
What a dipshit. Like, I hope he's religious. And when he gets to wherever he's going, his wife is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then leaves him in the afterlife, too.
That would be nice.
That's justice.
You would hope.
What a fucking idiot.
Ooh, here's one. A new non-vaping, non-smoking way to get nicotine has come to America.
Pretty sure you were talking about this not 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But it was a fucking article. That was an article from April. This is from October 4th.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the same fucking product. And no, they're pushing it real fucking hard now.
Oh, it's almost like all of this people dying from vaping was a fucking ruse right? for them to push this tobacco product so they could keep selling tobacco.
Right.
What a shock.
Or not even just sell tobacco. A big part of it is Altria owns Juul, or a partial stake in Juul. And what they don't want competition. They want everybody to just buy Juul.
Right.
So if you make it really difficult and expensive for the mom and pop shops to make shit.
Yeah.
Well, then you got all the fucking business. It's great, man. It's really great. Our politicians are awesome and really good at not taking fucking kickbacks from large companies.
This all seems totally above board and nothing shady or shenanigan-y at
correct.
All.
I agree. It's awesome.
Oh.
Fuck these people.
What do you think about China? Have you heard about this China controversy that's all the rage
Donald
lately?
Trump, don't trust China. China asshole. Have you heard that guy?
No.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I was just talking about Blizzard Entertainment.
I know. It's from the Hong Kong protests.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking China asshole.
Oh, we're not doing another episode of you looking things up on your phone. You're bad at it.
No. I got it right here.
Okay.
I'm going to play it in.
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
Okay.
That's it.
Got it.
Fucking... So, I think it's really interesting.
I could not be more indifferent to Blizzard banning some guy.
I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What I find really interesting is how people are really like, oh, we have to do something about people's human rights in China right now. Women in the Middle East don't matter. Freedom of religion. Muslim, good religion. Religion and peace.
I think it's weird that most of these people are fucking people who consider themselves socialist and want to bring that government here. I also think it's weird that all these people who have been fucking job lynch mobbing people for political opinions for the past 10 years suddenly are offended that somebody got job lynch mobbed for their political opinions.
Right. Well,
like, what do you mean? This dude literally fucking got Me Too'd by the Chinese government. Now it's a problem?
Right. Right.
I don't know. That's just how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the asshole.
No, I don't think so. You're not. Look, what's happening isn't right.
No.
But the outrage towards it is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And we know it. And they know it.
Yeah.
But it's virtue signaling because that's what people do when they're miserable fucking morons.
Yeah. Because all these same people are going to be wearing fucking Mao hats next week.
Yeah. Right.
Idiots. Waving communist flags and then pretending like they are against the communist China government. What?
It's different. It wouldn't be that way if we did it.
It would be worse.
I know.
It would be a million times worse.
Always.
Because we're way better at everything than everybody else.
So we'd be way better at being bad.
Yeah, we'd be way better authoritarians than them other assholes.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
We'd be the best at it.
Fuck. We are the best at being bad at everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'd really be fucking savage. You wouldn't have a human right left in your body. Fuck.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people pretending like they're going to protest Blizzard.
I'm canceling my subscription.
And but you know, the best part is like they're going to cancel their WoW subscription that they haven't used in a year. maybe they'll stop playing Hearthstone, mm-hmm. but they're all going to rush out and buy Call of Duty next week or same whenever company. It comes out, and they're like, forget that Blizzard and Activision are the same fucking company, fucking dolts.
I mean, if you want to play Call of Duty on the PC, you have to fucking use the
Blizzard launcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh, it's different though.
It's different. It's Activision. Different. It's not all just Bobby Kotick.
Although, I mean, come on. Those people aren't playing Call of Duty.
Everybody plays Call of Duty.
Do they?
I don't know if you know this about Call of Duty. Everybody plays it.
I thought it was just fucking, you know, based fucking no. righties that play it.
No, everybody plays Call of Duty. Call of Duty is the Madden of video games.
Yeah, I guess it.
Yeah, but those
lefties don't play Madden.
Everybody plays Madden.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't know what sports are.
I don't think that's true.
They're like, ugh, sports balls.
They
unironically.
Madden added transgender athletes, so they all play it now.
I saw a video earlier of some guy driving, and there's a fucking line of... He's driving down one way.
Yeah.
And coming the other way is this line of, like, jacked up Jeeps, and he just goes on this fucking rant about how terrible and stupid these people are, and they're fucking assholes, and fuck these fucker fucking... Meanwhile, the guy's wearing a fucking cardigan sweater.
Yeah.
And with a collar popping out the top, driving a Prius. And
so he's very well dressed.
He's super soy.
Yeah.
Soy.
Uh-huh. So, you'll get it one day.
Soy boy. I don't understand.
Say boy.
Boy.
God damn you.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
Is that not how it's said?
No.
Soy boy.
Jesus Christ.
I don't, whatever. Anyway, he's just fucking ranting and raving.
It's one syllable.
Driving his Prius.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, and he keeps calling them gas guzzlers and fucking, like.
So what's he complaining about?
That people have things.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. There's like literally no reason to come. They're not like being dicks. They're not driving out of their lanes. They're just driving down the road. Just
bitching about other people in traffic.
Bitching about people not doing anything wrong in traffic, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in traffic, you're doing. Look, you've lived in Omaha long enough to know that anybody on the road is doing something wrong.
Basically, I think what he was getting at is that they're fucking.
Colin, did you record this and just forget?
No, he's complaining that they're killing the planet, I think is what he was getting at.
Good. Fuck this planet. It deserves it.
Yeah.
Making my life so difficult, getting cold and then hot and then cold. Just stay 70 degrees, planet. We wouldn't have to kill you. Piece of shit.
I mean,
am I wrong?
Nah, not really.
I mean, how much of the shit we're pumping into the atmosphere to kill the planet is just to make a moderate temperature so we can be all right?
I mean,
that was... Most of it.
That was a Drew Carey bit like 25 years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's talking about fucking aerosol cans killing the ozone. And he was like, I go outside and spray that shit in the winter. Fuck you, I'm cold now. Or yeah. Fuck my grandkids, I'm cold now.
I agree with him.
I liked him.
We have an email if you want to hear it.
Okay.
From Mimsy, because we only have one person who cares enough about us to write in. Oh, wait, hold on. I'll get more write-ins. What was that show? The Wire?
Yeah.
Wire sucks, and anybody who likes it has bad opinions. Prove me wrong. That'll get us an email. Also, Shamar Moore is so much better looking than Idris Elba. It's stupid. She says, no, you. It's been at least 2 weeks, so I have no idea what she's talking about, but let's get yelled at for whatever we said last week.
Mm-hmm.
Can confirm no football invites for Colin because he's mean. When were there football invites?
Oh, people go, you know, invite. Somebody invited you to a game.
Yeah. Oh, nobody invites you because you're an asshole. Yeah, okay. Totally got lost after I ran into you, Trevor. It was the worst. Yeah, I told you it was a fucking maze getting up there, but you didn't believe me. Also, like, the whole way... So we were up kind of near the top, I guess. But, like, the way up there is this weird fucking... You go through these, like, skinny ramps up the bowels of the fucking stadium that look like Freddy Krueger's boiler room. It's kind of neat. Martinez can't pass... He just isn't quick enough, it seems. I think he can pass. He just doesn't have a line. And that's what I seriously believe.
I don't need fucking sports tips from a woman. You don't know anything about watch soccer. No, it's literally because I don't know if anybody watched the game last night. Noah Vedral, he's got a seemingly decent arm.
Yeah,
Nebraska has like they have one fucking receiver to go to
and no line.
Yeah, there's no time for them to fucking make passes.
I think he can pass. I think his problem is that the line crumbles in front of him. And he's fucked.
Tom Brady would have trouble in that fucking offense.
Donated. They force the season ticket holders to pay a giant donations fee every year. It's not a true donation. I was talking to somebody else about that recently, I think.
I know it's forced. They call it a donation,
though. Oh, it was you I was talking to about that. That must be why she's writing in about it.
It's called a donation, which is funny because it used to be you could write it off on your taxes because it's a donation. And when the fucking Trump tax changes happened, they got rid of that and people were fucking pissed. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. I'm like, go fuck yourself. You shouldn't be able to write off fucking going to see a goddamn football game.
I agree.
Eat a dick, boomer.
Ohio State absolutely cheats. They suck the NCAA's cock, so they get away with murder. Most of the game, they just beat us, but the first few drives, there was absolutely shenanigans.
I mean...
They were getting first downs like a yard short of first downs on those first two plays.
That doesn't fucking matter. Like, it would have changed any outcome.
It wouldn't have, but...
They'd have still slaughtered Nebraska. Thing with Ohio State is they're one of those schools who, yes, they cheat. And by cheating, I mean... pay their players.
Oh,
pretty sure I'm pretty sure they're one of those schools.
I think everybody should be allowed.
Their last two head coaches, their last two incredibly successful head coaches, have had to step down.
Okay,
because I'm pretty sure some shit came up, and they're like, "You better step the fuck out." And
that makes sense.
Yeah,
the guy they focused on, Dean Stinkhuler,
Steinkuhler,
is from my hometown. He's all fucked up from drugs. I don't know who that is.
Dean Steinkuhler. He was
Is he an Ohio State guy?
No, he's a Nebraska player.
Oh. Apparently he's a druggie.
Steinkuhler. I think Steinkuhler was early 2000s, maybe 90s. I don't remember what era he was.
Joaquin Phoenix is not a bad looking guy, except for his weird hair lip.
And his fucking weird face and weird everything.
I really want to go see that Joker movie now.
Fuck him.
I wanted to see it before, but now it's got the Cavarius stamp of approval. I need to see it.
I don't want to get shot.
Okay, Maddox.
What?
Did you see he posted a survive? So, I don't know if anybody knows who Maddox is, but he's an old...
He was funny 25 years ago.
And even then, just barely. He like...
It was entertaining.
He was one of the early guys on the internet who realized that fucking... sarcasm and kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Parody?
No, like angry, bitter, like what we are.
Oh, yeah.
Was funny.
Okay.
And so he was like one of the first guys on the internet who's just wrote his entire website was just bitching about dumb things.
Yeah.
Anyway, recently he's been like doing a lot of virtual signaling about mass shootings and preventing mass shootings and shit. And then he posted a status on his Facebook recently that was survive the Joker screening. I'm like, wait, now you're going to make jokes about mass shootings when 2 weeks ago you were bragging about stopping a mass shooting in Australia, you fucking weirdo?
He's off the deep end.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is I want to go see the Joker. Trevor, let's go to Spaghetti Works. Anytime. Literally, you just tell me we're going to Spaghetti Works on a day and we're going to Spaghetti Works. I realize it's bad food, Colin. I don't need your fucking negativity in this shit. You take that shit outside. I love Spaghetti Works. I don't care if I'm wrong. Terrible. I don't care if I'm wrong.
Terrible. That's right. I've willingly ate Fazoli's, so.
Fazoli's is fine.
It's not. It's bad. Fine. It's bad food for bad people.
It's fine. I'm a bad person, so it's fine. Me too,
apparently.
Discuss your favorite things to do in Omaha that isn't staying home or eating out. My favorite thing to do is always eating out. Wink. Also, staying home is my only thing to do in Omaha.
I mean...
There's nothing in Omaha I want to do. I guess the zoo. But everybody knows the zoo.
I used to like thrifting, but thrift stores suck now.
Yeah. I don't... To be fair, this isn't a dig on Omaha. This is a dig on going out. There's not something anywhere else I want to go do either. It's not like if I lived in fucking L.A. or fucking New York City or wherever there's things to go out and do, I would go out and do them.
Yeah. It's because everything cool to do, there's people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be around people.
Yeah. So I guess going to see movies, I like to do that. But even that, I'm kind of colonizing on.
Yeah. Colonizing.
Let's see. What is... There's a couple good places to hike around here. I don't mind going down to Platte River State Park.
Yeah,
On occasion. The 1 month I had a motorcycle, I really liked riding around up north, like near Boyer Chute and fucking around up in there. It was really fun to go for motorcycle rides through in the early fall.
Yeah.
But then I fell off my motorcycle and I can't do that anymore because
Shot my eye out.
You got anything in this town you like to go out and do besides just food?
I like to go to Menards.
Yeah, Menards is fucking great.
It's like an adult playground.
It's like an adult Toys R Us.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the best.
And it's like you could literally go there and do anything you need. You get milk, your food.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Chocolate covered raisins and peanuts.
Right.
Which is the best reason to go.
I mean, that's not why I go.
I mean, but I get them every time.
I always get these salami cheese sticks they sell.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking good, too. Good. I do actually like walking around Conagra Park, and before they ripped it all out, I liked walking around the Gene Leahy Mall, but that's gone now, so I'm not going to go walk around.
It's going to be flat now.
I'm not going to go walk around a fucking empty grass field.
I mean, I'm amazed you didn't get shot walking through Gene Leahy Mall.
I mean, it's been a few years.
Just apparently everybody, it rains bullets every day there.
I mean, there's a couple of homeless guys in there every time I've gone.
Actually, it's just around the College World Series in the Omaha fucking food day or whatever it is.
That makes sense.
Because apparently those bring out the worst.
Yeah, you bring people. All the hooligans out. I don't know, man. I have a hard time discussing favorite things to do in Omaha because I don't do anything. Cheers, stupid face Mims. That was her words, not mine. I don't know why.
I mean, I've never agreed with her more.